You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded its highest daily rise since the latest surge of coronavirus kicked off. Authorities are ramping up testing efforts in Keilor Downs and Broadmeadows, with plans to check half of those suburbs over the next 3 days. Shahanis Moydan was one of the first to be tested at Keilor Downs.
I think the government is doing well compared to other countries, and it's just that, you know, for our own, safety, we're just doing the testing. Yeah.
Several other Melbourne suburbs, including Maidstone, Pakenham, Reservoir, Auburn Vale, Brunswick West, Sunshine West, Fawkner and Hallam, have been identified as priority areas. But Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says community transmission is stabilising as he announced the targeted testing plan today.
For instance, we have ambulances and other vans that will literally be at the end of people's streets. So they will be invited to come and get a test, and they'll only have to travel 50 or 100 metres in order to complete that test.
Late this afternoon, the state government clarified its revision of request for Defence Force assistance, stating its focus is on testing support and it's yet to finalise what other roles the Army may have. The state government had been earlier criticised for singling out local government areas as coronavirus hotspots instead of pinpointing specific suburbs. Carly Moore is the Hume City Mayor, and her council includes Broadmeadows in Melbourne's north.
I wasn't surprised to learn that we were a hotspot. I've been seeing the numbers that are being released regularly, and so the numbers in Hume have at times continued to climb.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says regardless of location, everyone should be minimising their interactions with others.
But if you're outside of these 10 suburbs, that is not a reason to be complacent or to think that if you've got mild illness or any illness, that you don't need to think about testing, you don't need to think about isolating yourself, because you absolutely do.
7 Victorians with COVID-19 are in hospital, 2 in intensive care. At a national level, the federal government is reminding Australians the bigger picture could be worse despite Melbourne's surging cases. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the country is setting up safeguards to deal with outbreaks, and it's important to provide Australians with certainty.
I mean, we're working well through our 3-step plan. We said that would be completed in July, and we're largely on track for that. There are a few challenges in Melbourne at the moment. But as we said, there will be outbreaks, there will be changes. And what can't happen is we can't go stop, go, stop, go. We can't flick the light on and off and on and off and on and off.
Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says Australia has been largely protected from the worst of the global pandemic.
That's why it's very fortunate that through the National Cabinet process we've been able to keep the mortality rates very, very low and the case rates at a world, best record levels.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt agrees Australia is well prepared, but testing and tracing processes are crucial to keeping everyone safe.
Whilst we expect more cases today, and I think it's very important to be upfront and to set those expectations, the Chief Medical Officer's view is that the number of cases are contained, but there is a risk.
The risk Victorian travellers might pose to South Australia is still being assessed. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall is requesting more data before deciding whether Victorian visitors must spend 2 weeks in quarantine when entering the state. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has taken a stronger stance, telling Victorians they can't buy tickets to big sporting events in Sydney.
We've actually spoken to all the sporting codes that are having major events in the near future, and all of them have been amazing. All the codes we've spoken to have been absolutely brilliant. They've told us they can manage their systems to prevent any Victorians purchasing tickets.
There are still coronavirus concerns in New South Wales after 4 new cases were detected, including a 7-year-old student. Lane Cove West Public School in North Sydney has been closed for cleaning. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the community needs to understand the severity of this disease, even though transmission rates are low.
We expect that in the next 24 hours we'll be talking about at least one, possibly more cases of transmission. And we need to alert the community in Sydney, in New South Wales, to take it seriously.
He's also alarmed about reports of more than 200 people attending a funeral.
The entire community, churches included, need to actually be on our journey with us and to make sure that they are maintaining the message of the importance of hand hygiene and social distancing.
In New South Wales, 773,000 coronavirus tests have been conducted since January, and an earlier death has been reclassified as being linked to coronavirus, taking the state's death toll to 51 and the national death count to 104. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says doctors believe COVID-19 contributed to the 85-year-old man's death in April.
That gentleman was a resident of the Opal Aged Care Bankstown facility, and that was associated with a small outbreak, about three staff and three patients involved in that outbreak.
National Cabinet is scheduled to meet again tomorrow, and you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.